You're listening to Comedy Central.
The time has come for drag queens to save the world.
RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is back on Paramount Plus, and for the first time ever,
I want you to use your talent for good,
for a change.
8 iconic queens are competing for the charity of their choice.
This is how you do drag.
Who will slay it forward, win cash for their favorite cause, and a coveted spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame? RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. New season streaming May 17th exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
My guest tonight is the co-creator and star of NBC's The Carmichael Show and can be seen in the new movie, Transformers: The Last Knight. Please welcome Gerard Carmichael.
What's going on? What's happening, man?
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I really wanted to wear a suit. I did, man, but...
I feel like you say that to me, and
I got
think,
lost in the thing. It was a thing.
I feel like you take advantage of the fact that we're friends.
Yeah.
And so what you do is you make minimal effort when you come to my show.
Yeah.
Because last time you were here, you didn't wear a suit, and then you were like, I'll make sure I wear a suit next time.
I know, but I feel so comfortable around you. I put on what I would pick on to pick you up from the airport.
That's what happens in relationships. People get comfortable, and they start wearing the baggy clothes.
I know.
I want to see your body, Gerard. I want to remember you the way I remember you when we first met, man.
I know. Well, I was wearing worse shit than this when we first met. I mean, this isn't the worst thing ever, is it?
Yeah.
Can I say to you, very important, I've been watching, especially this week with Philando Castile and just talking about it, and I think it's beautiful. I think it's incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Really,
man,
really important.
Thank you.
And you should be fair.
Thank you.
It is great. It's so great. People don't talk about the fear.
No.
Like, it's a real fear, you know, because people are only really, you're only really afraid of stuff that, like, could affect you.
Right.
That's just kind of natural human behavior, right? Like, you know, if you told me that, like, your dad died in a hot air balloon accident, I'd be like, oh, well, that's not that sad. I mean, just don't get in a hot air balloon. That's crazy. I just won't do that, and I'm fine. You know, but it's like, you know, we hear cancer, and you get frightened because you can be affected by cancer.
Exactly.
And, like, I don't know, man, what's going on? It's like really, truthfully, a cancer for, you know, black males who are just going through this every single day. It really is like a cancer. So it's important to hear you say things about it.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, thank you very much. And you know what's sad is that it's not just black males, it's black females in America as well.
Yeah.
Like when you look at the numbers, it's actually scary, but... Yeah. But let's talk about that in a bit. We have to talk about Transformers. Because,
okay,
I mean,
but we can't just talk about Transformers.
You have
to. Black men are dying. But so you play.
No, let me explain. Let me explain. You know why? You know what happens is people get into this conversation where they go, how come black actors and performers only have to speak about that? And they don't get an opportunity to speak about the fun things and the good things they're doing. And you're like, the two can coexist.
Yeah.
You can be in a Transformers movie and at the same time be going through a lot as a black person in America.
Yeah. But I'm still more afraid of the police than I am most Transformers. Like, you know, terrified of the police. You know what I do every morning? I pick out outfits and I decide, like, I have to describe the outfit as though it's going through a police scanner. You know, and it's
that's
just
how
like,
you think about
that's
it?
How I think about getting dressed. It's an insane, very real thing that I do. And just some outfits you feel safer in than others, you know. You have to preface your outfit with suspect was last seen. It's just like suspect was last seen wearing a black hoodie. It's like, I'm taking a chance today. Going out there, I don't know what's going to happen.
It's
like suspect was last seen wearing like a cashmere sweater. I'm like, I should be fine, right?
You try and be as specific as possible?
Yeah, I try to be really specific. Like, certain things coming through a police scanner is just like, yeah, all right, I think he's harmless.
It's funny that you talk about that, you know, because as comedians, we joke about the truths that we live and experience. And what I love about The Carmichael Show is you guys do that in every single episode. It is one of the most talented group of people I've seen as a cast together. The stories that you talk about are so timely. I mean, just yesterday, I was watching the episode where you were talking about the N-word or nigger, whichever
nigger.
Way people want to put it. I mean, well, it depends. Some
I
people like to
look
know.
Directly at a camera and just scream, nigger!
What was interesting was it wasn't censored on the show.
Yeah, no, we fought for it. Except for this bitch-ass station in Raleigh. I'm just mad at them because it's, like, so childish to do that, to censor it, like, the under the illusion of protecting, you know, people and the decency thing, but it's really just a company protecting itself.
Why was it so important for you to make that
episode? Because it's, like, I really think that the conversation that was said is important. It's important to know that, you know, even black people have, like, a very diverse way of looking at it.
Right.
Like, it's, like, my views of it differs from that of my dad and my mom and my grandmother, and, like, everyone feels so differently about the word that I was like, oh, this is an interesting conversation. And then Raleigh. You knew we said, nigga, like, why are you? Okay. It just seems weird to just, like, you know.
Do you find that there has been an acceptance or a backlash to how the Carmichael Show tackles these issues? Because it's not just the N-word show that you have. It's not just a show about mass shootings. You tackle everything from Bill Cosby all the way through to infidelity and abuse. But it is a funny show. Like, it is. No one watches the Carmichael.
Sound that funny, right?
No. Like... But that's what makes it funny is that it's not benign. It's a show where you go like, oh, this is real. There's the conversations happening. But do you ever get people going like, hey man, why are you putting that on a comedy show? Why are you putting that on TV?
Yeah, I mean, some people don't like to think with what they're watching or listening to or stuff like that.
Right.
That's why I've always been a fan of this show. It's just I like to think while I'm viewing,
right.
You know, and like some people don't like that, so they rebel against it. But I don't know. I just don't get not wanting to turn your brain off when you watch television. I never liked it. As a kid, I didn't like it. I hated Blue's Clues. I would hate watch Blue's Clues because I would just be so angry. It's like it's the clues right fucking behind you, Steve. What the fuck are we doing?
You were an angry child, man.
Yeah, that was me. That was me, age 6. Okay, well, pull out the notebook. Oh, frustrated, you know?
What are you looking at?
So, Transformers. Okay.
We're not going to go back to Transformers now. It was the dinosaurs. We talked about that.
It was
a great scene. I see that your character was worried about the job that he had to perform because he wasn't quite sure of what he had to do. It involved...
And you summarized the fuck out of that. Now we don't get to talk about
it. That was it. I'm pretty certain
that
we know what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Right.
It was cool. Before I let you go, what are your plans for the future of the show? What are your plans for yourself? Because, I mean, now you're a show creator, which is not easy to be at your age. You are a successful comedian. You have a platform. You're doing things. Where are you going from here? What do you want to do?
I don't know. I like to think pretty immediately. I'm going to get a sandwich after this. no real plans, you know. Try not to get stopped by the police. That's crazy, Trevor. 8 to 10 times. You got stopped 8 to 10 times.
How many times have you been stopped?
Oh, like a dozen, man. I'll tell you.
You say it like it's a big number.
I know, but it's still a lot, man, because you're like, you know, you look way more innocent than me.
Is this like my face or
my
color?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the only thing that could make it better is if at least like we get a stamp every time you do it and get like, I don't know, like some donuts or some
you
shit.
You know what would be dope? Like, is it like fifth time free?
Yeah,
whatever
fifth time
you're doing.
Free donuts,
fifth
you know,
time,
on
no,
the
just
police.
Free. They should just be like the fifth time you get stopped,
yeah.
You just get off with whatever. You get to be
yeah,
like, oh,
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like, ah, God,
yeah.
We'll never solve this murder.
I think that would be dope. We've just solved the key part of it. We go like, all right, we understand that this is going to happen consistently.
Yeah.
So at least let there be some sort of reward system where you go, all right, you stop me and there's not
stop
stamp.
Stop me, you stamp.
Stamp,
then,
stamp, stamp.
Yeah,
and then
I get
five stars.
I get a free cashmere sweater.
This is why we need to do what we do, man.
Let's do it.
We're solving it,
Let's
man.
Do a podcast. I'm going to hang out backstage.
Dude, always good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Transformers, The Last Night is in theaters now. And the Carmichael Show airs Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on NBC. Gerard Carmichael, everyone.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
The time has come for drag queens to save the world.
Drag queens save the world.
RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is back on Paramount Plus, and for the first time ever,
I want you to use your talent for good,
for a change.
8 iconic queens are competing for the charity of their choice.
This is how you do drag.
Who will slay it forward, win cash for their favorite cause, and a coveted spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame? RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. New season streaming May 17th exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.